Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Tuesday evening, markets and company news, I'm in conversation with Chantal Marks, Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments. So Chantal, let's start with a broader look at the market. It's been a tough day for resources on the JSE and in particular Harmony Gold.
Yes, so we have seen resources come under pressure, mainly as a result of lower metal prices today. We've seen particular pressure, as you mentioned, on Harmony Gold, and this comes after they announced that they're going to make another acquisition in Australia and another acquisition in copper. So I think it's probably the right move for them at the top of the cycle or near the top of the cycle in terms of the gold price and them wanting to diversify into kind of future-facing industrial metals. But there's always a risk that it doesn't work out, and I think that's why you would have seen the share price come under pressure today.
So, Chantal, let's talk about those metal prices if we can. Gold hovering close to a two-week high earlier today, and that's all supported, I guess, by a weaker dollar. But the price of bullion also coming back a bit in late afternoon trade.
Yes, so I do think that there's a sense of hope globally that the tariff chaos that we've seen over the last few weeks won't necessarily translate in as negative a growth outlook as what was previously expected. So that, I think, resulted in gold coming under a little bit of pressure. You will see gold react quite violently at times when things start feeling a little bit better just because it's run so hard and it's done so well so far this year.
So slightly weaker rand today against the dollar. I've got it at 17.89 on my screen. That's down about 0.2%, but still below the 18 level that we were seeing a while back.
Yes, and importantly, actually quite strong relative to some major currencies today. The rand is kind of towards the upper end in terms of strength relative to some of the other currencies. And that just shows you that the weakness that we're seeing relative to the dollar really does seem to be a function of dollar weakness or dollar strength today more than anything else.
Now, this is an important company result out today. Pepkor, it's the owner of the two retailers, Pep and Ackermans. And Chantal, you'll probably agree with me that this is a good retail barometer of how South Africans are spending right now. And reporting an increase in half-year profit, it says driven, and I quote, by a consistent retail performance, but also more strategic execution in the fintech segment, and obviously reporting better cost management as well. Let's look at the retail performance before we talk about the fintech side. And again, maybe just a little more disposable income in the pockets of its core demographic.
Yes, so I mean the core demographic here is middle to lower income consumers, and they would have been positively impacted by the fact that we've had continued wage growth, even though employment hasn't picked up as much as we would have liked. We have seen an increase in employment over the last year or so. So when you look at it on a quarter-on-quarter basis, it doesn't always look great, but the absolute number of people employed are more and wages are growing. At the same time, you've had inflation come down a little bit and you've had interest rates come down a little bit as well. So just perhaps a little bit more ease in the pockets of the consumer at the mid and lower end. I think what's also helped them in the retail performance is actually that fintech business, because they've rolled out the offering, which basically was more or less centered around advances and unsecured loans into some of their retail businesses. So you can now actually buy on credit at some of the businesses that you weren't able to buy on credit before. And I think that would have also aided top-line growth, and it would have filtered nicely through to the earnings line.
It's always important for growth, and companies operating in that big retail space, I'd suggest, have very little choice but to be operating there. But it also comes with a lot of inherent risk, as we've seen in the furniture industry before.
It does come with inherent risk, and that's why prudent risk management is extremely important. You need to be very careful in how you disburse loans. I must say, I think over the last decade or so, South African businesses have become a lot more prudent in the way that they issue loans. You've seen the credit quality improve for the likes of TFG. You've seen how conservative a group like Mr. Price has been. You've seen Lewis's data book also becoming a lot more healthy. Even some some of our banks that have been more exposed to unsecured lending, like Capitec in the past, running a much more conservative credit portfolio. And I think that Pepkor is very likely to take a page out of their books rather than to just push credit into the market at any expense.
Having said that, though, the company also says it's on track to open something in the region of 300 new stores this year. That is impressive. And again, capitalizing, I think, on that positive trajectory that you're outlining.
Yes, and I do think that they have the capacity to do so from a cash flow perspective. I think it makes sense for them longer term. They still have a pretty positive view on the South African market as a possible area of growth going forward. A lot of the areas they're looking to move into will be underpenetrated from a retail perspective. And I think that they can offer value to consumers, and obviously those consumers can offer value to them as well.
Let's stay in the retail sector, and Pick and Pay saying earlier this week that it's now pushing its break-even target out to 2028. And the market has punished the share price today.
Yes, so yesterday when they made the announcement and they released results, the share price was actually up quite nicely. So perhaps just investors taking a little bit of a breather at this point. But honestly, investors are very split over the prospects for Pick and Pay. Some investors are really positive about the fact that we already saw a trading profit. That's now before they paid kind of lease expenses, which usually drags them into a loss-making situation. But they already reported a trading profit in the second half of their financial year that ended at the end of Feb. And we've seen a positive sales growth trajectory from Pick and Pay supermarkets as well. So that's kind of the positive end. And then on the negative end, I think that some investors are doubtful that they'll be able to get to a point where they show meaningful growth in that core supermarkets business. So if you look at the valuation for Pick and Pay, basically Pick and Pay supermarkets is almost valued at nil. You've got a bit of value in the clothing business, and the rest of the market cap is made up by what they own in Boxer. So depending on what type of investor you are, this could be the one for you, or you will also decide to rather stay away for now.
Let's talk about Bidcorp's results, also out today, and reporting some record numbers. And this is interesting because this is a company that it operates in the service industry space. And the numbers are impressive because it really is impacted either positively or negatively on currency volatility.
Yes, so currency volatility has a big impact here because they operate in so many different jurisdictions. They're basically a food services business. So even in South Africa, you'll see Bidcorp trucks drive around and they basically take food to restaurants and fast food establishments and caterers. That's the role that they play within that ecosystem. And it is a global business. What's been very interesting to me is the fact that they actually still managed to achieve growth that is well ahead of market growth, well ahead of economic growth. And that's with most of their business being based out in Europe and in the UK, where we know growth has been under a lot of pressure. So I think that they've operated very well. They've sweated their margins very well. The acquisitions that they've made have really aided them. And yeah, I mean, I think that this just goes to show that a good business doesn't necessarily need a good macroeconomic environment to exhibit go-forward momentum.
And I'm going to thank you with my deep appreciation. That's Chantal Marks, Head of Research at FNB Wealth and Investments. We'll talk again next week. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.